the course of World War II may have been quite different without a woman named Beatrice Schilling. The legendary Supermarine Spitfire had an Achilles heel in the early days of the war. Its Merlin engine used a carburetor that couldn't handle negative G forces. When the plane pulled negative Gs, fuel was forced to the top of the carb's float chamber, starving the engine of fuel. As G forces returned to positive, the carb overcompensated and flooded the engine, causing it to sputter and stall. This gave an advantage to German fighter pilots, whose fuel-injected engines didn't have the same problem. Enter Beatrice Schilling. Before the war, she raced motorcycles and was one of only three women to win the British Motorcycle Racing Club's Gold Star for lapping a circuit at over 100 miles per hour. She also earned a degree in aeronautical engineering and went to work for the Royal Aircraft Establishment. She invented an ingeniously simple restrictor device for the carb that regulated fuel flow, prevented flooding, and could be installed without taking the plane out of service. Her invention was a game changer, and by March 1941, she had led a small team on a tour of RAF fighter bases, installing the devices in their Merlin engines as a stopgap until the introduction of the pressure carburetor in 1943. A device which Schilling also helped design. Schilling worked for the RAE as a mechanical engineer until her retirement in 1969. Despite becoming an officer of the Order of the British Empire in 1949, she never reached a top post in the RAE because such promotions were only offered to men at the time. The year she retired, she received an honorary doctorate from the University of Surrey. Beatrice Schilling passed away in 1990 at the age of 81, but her legacy lives on.